and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. I believe that there is a fundamental skill of life that we are beginning to lose. We all still have this skill to some extent, but it is obviously dwindling more and more as time moves on. It is the simple skill of listening, which is a real shame because people have a lot of good things to say. I think one of our biggest problems is that we listen to portions of what the other person says, and as they're about halfway through what they're saying, we're already formulating our answer in our head, and we're not hearing the rest of what they have to say. Maybe that's why the media is so good at taking statements out of context and using them. But the problem is it's not just the media, it's us. Do you know that Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, it says, "To answer before listening, that is folly and shame." I really like actually the way the Message Bible puts it. It says, "Answering before listening is both stupid and rude." I mean, it puts it right on the line. If we're going to answer before we fully listen, we are being rude. And we're showing how ignorant we are. The Bible actually has a lot to say about listening and the importance of it. James chapter 1 verse 9 says, "You must be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to get angry." Pastor Charles Swindoll wrote a book called Stress Fractures. And he tells the story of a time where he found himself with too many commitments in too few days. And he got very tense and very nervous about it. He said, "I was snapping at my wife and our children, choking down my food at mealtimes, and feeling irritated at those unexpected interruptions throughout the day. Before long, things around our home started reflecting the pattern of my hurry-up style. It was becoming unbearable." He goes on, "I distinctly remember after supper one evening the words of our younger daughter, Colleen. She wanted to tell me something important that had happened to her at school that day. She began hurriedly, 'Daddy, I want to tell you something, and I'll tell you really fast.' Suddenly realizing her frustration, I answered, 'Honey, you can tell me, and you don't have to tell me really fast. Say it slowly.' She looked at me with a very stern face and said, 'Then listen slowly.'" We have to learn to listen. Listening is important. Revelation 2:7 says, "Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Let me put this to you. I believe that when God starts to speak to us, we need to learn to listen to everything he says as well. Our minds are racing about everything we go through every day. We are always thinking about what's next and what to do and how to get everything done. And sometimes God just wants us to stop, to be still and know that he is God, and to listen to what he says. Take time to listen. We probably talk to him often. We probably talk to him a whole lot about what's happening in our lives and what we're frustrated with. But we need to remember that our relationship with God is just that. It is a relationship. And in a full relationship, there has to be two-way communication. God wants to speak to you and to me. So he wants us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. He wants us to hear what he has to say. God wants to work with us in our lives. He's here to guide us, to encourage us, to direct us and help us. That's what he wants to do. And sometimes we get very frustrated with things that are going on around us. We get overwhelmed with our schedules, with our finances, with our concerns, with our families. We get overwhelmed with all of those things, and we just don't take time to stop and listen to what God has to say. So today, my friends, I encourage you to just stop sometime during the day today and just listen. Listen to what God says to you. And when you talk to your spouse or to your children, stop and listen to everything they have to say. Don't cut them off. Don't start to answer before they're done talking. Just listen to what they have to say. I believe that you will find your relationships are stronger. And you'll have greater peace and love in your home simply from learning the ministry of listening. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.